In the final presentation, we took a look at a sample mutual fund, a mutual fund that's been around for 90 years, the Investment Company of America. Remember Investment Company Act of 1940? Investment company is the legal term that nobody uses. And we said that with a long-term perspective, we can do very, very well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at 90 years of investing. And dear students, there are actually a few mutual funds that predate Investment Company of America. The oldest being the MFS Investors Trust, Massachusetts Financial Services, 1924. Actually, interestingly enough, ICA actually started in 1926, but then they reorganized at the end of 1933. So let's take a look at 90 years of investing. And before you scream and holler, I don't have a 90-year time horizon, don't worry. We're going to then do another presentation where we see what it's like for the vast majority of us working grunts putting $50, $100 a month away in our 401ks, okay? But let's take a look at 90 years. And what we're going to see is that, as we've said in Chapter 1, the news is good. And if you looked at the future value assignment, future value worksheet, that's not an assignment, it's not going to be on the exam, you saw that we could do pretty well over the long term. So let's take a look at 90 years of investing. This is called a hypothetical illustration. These are regulated. So what does that mean? They are highly structured. They have to have all these disclaimers. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose money. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. Current and future results may be lower or higher than those shown. Does anybody read this stuff? It might as well be Gregorian chant or Greek or whatever. No, but it's got to be there, right? The lawyers say it's got to be there. So be afraid, be very afraid. What they're trying to tell you, folks, is that, you know, this is not a bank. This is not a short-term investment. You can lose money. You know, you have to understand what there are risks, principal risks. The companies go bankrupt. So it's all there, but nobody reads it. Now, don't ask me why, but the industry uses $10,000. That's what you're going to see throughout the industry when you investigate mutual funds and other investments, as if people have $10,000 lying around the house. But this guy started, as I said, it started actually earlier, but they were reorganized and a new investment advisor December 31st, 1933, but they start from January 1st, 1934. So after a year, your $10,000 became $11,822 in the depths of the Great Depression. And remember, there's a upfront sales charge for this A shares. And some of you are going to say, I don't need a financial advisor. Great, go with the F shares or the clean shares or whatever. But remember, then you are your own investment advisor. And now most companies like this one can be gotten through a brokerage firm like Schwab or whatever without any sales charge and, of course, without any advice. So we see that it's doing okay. You know, 1937, the market crashed after crashing big time in 31 and 32. But then there's World War II. So we're kind of in a holding pattern for a while the world was a set aflame. But then after World War II, it was off to the races. The market went in two directions, up and way up through the go-go 50s and 60s, science and televisions and refrigerators. And some of you are thinking that's ancient history, and for most of us it is. Some of us not that ancient. How old am I? And what happened is you saw the stock market go in two directions, up and way up, until 1972. Where are we? Come on, Payana, where are you going? 1965, 66, 67, and then 1972. So after almost 40 years, your $10,000 became $1,231,000. And what did you hear people say? Ooh, 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 is it too late to get in? Right. Because 2 years later, it was $840,000. A brutal bear market, 1972, 1973. The first oil crisis, the Watergate. It was a tough time for the economy, mostly because of the baby boom generation coming of age and all having to go get jobs and cars and houses and shoes and refrigerators. And yeah, so you didn't run, you didn't hide, you just kept, you know, holding on. And sure enough, 2 years later, you're back. In fact, you're more than where you were in 1972. So hopefully you're getting the picture here. Stock investing is not a straight line. It's up and down. Some people, I read one analogy, which I thought was kind of cute. You're walking up the steps being the global economy, but you're playing with a yo-yo. The yo-yo's going up and down, but the you and the economy are continuing to rise. And people might say, well, I can't grow forever. And that's absolutely right. Cannot grow forever. But we still have a long way to go before everybody has food, clothing, and shelter, and of course, internet access. So we came out of the 70s, and it was a tough time for the economy. And then what happened in the 1980s? Globalization, new technologies, computerization. And the stock market went in two directions, up and way up. And, oh, by the way, what did you hear people say in 1974? Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yeah. When you hear people say that, it means it's usually too late to get out. So the stock market in the 1980s and 1990s went in two directions, up and way up. And by the year 2000 and year 2000, you had $47 million. Your $10,000 had become $47 million. And this was the internet bubble, the dot-com craze, the new economy. And some of you weren't even born yet, but it's when I became a broker, and I was thinking, this isn't going to last, and I was right. And sure enough, you heard people say, ooh, ooh, is it too late to get in the year 2000? Yeah, 2 years later, you were down to $38.7 million. Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yes, it was too late to get out then. As we'll discuss later on, there were a few indicators in 2002 that really did show off that, you know, folks, it's gone the other way too far. The market's going to come back. And sure enough, in 2003, bingo, you came back, roared back. And then the market went pretty straight up until 2007, where right before the Great Recession, the global financial crisis, we had $70 million. And this is when the housing bubble was ready to deflate. Don't blame it on the stock market, that 2008 crash. It was the housing market, and specifically the bonds, the loans that were tied to the mortgages for the houses. And from $70 million in 1 year, we went down to $46 million. See what you're up against, folks? We're going to build wealth with stocks, assuming the world doesn't end. But it's not a straight line. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, and it took us almost 5 years. But there we go. We're back to where we started back in 2007. And then, since then, stocks have done extremely well until 2020 and 2022, when we had COVID and then a little bit of inflation there. But notice, we went from 73 million, the numbers just become ridiculous because it's a exponential curve, into 246 in 2021. There was a downturn in 2022. Bonds got hit hard too in 2022. But at the end of 2023, we've turned $10,000 into 200 and $67,400,019 at an annual average rate of return of almost 12%. And remember, we paid an upfront fee, so if we hadn't, we would have done a little bit better. Not much better. But look at that. Remember we told you back in Chapter 1, if we get 8, 9, 10% from stocks, we're very, very happy. Here's an investment that's been around for 90 years and has done basically 12%. And if you've gone through the last presentation, you'll see that it's not alone. There are others that have done better. And there are a whole lot of others that have done worse. But if we choose a well-run, long-term oriented growth and income stock mutual fund, whether domestic or global, I'm more partial to global. This is one that is domestic. And the world doesn't end. We're going to do okay. We might not do the best. We will hopefully, probably, no guarantees, do the worst. So let's take a look at the graph. And this is not a logarithmic graph. Remember the discussion we had about logarithms and graphs in Chapter 1? This is an arithmetic graph. If it were a logarithmic graph, it would look more like a straight line going up. But here we see that we're going 50, 100, 150, 200, and we don't even notice anything between 1934 and 1974. We don't even see the difference. That's because it's an exponential graph. And then we see the wee up in the air. But notice that these little squiggles that we saw in Chapter 1 are actually pretty big jumps. And look at 2020. There was 2022 and 2023 jumping back. So this is what stock investing is like. So what do you think, folks? I think it's pretty good, right? Again, I'm not trying to sell you ICA. I think it's a great mutual fund, but there are many others out there. What we're looking for is this type of investing, intelligent investing, investing in large companies that have their roots deep in the economy, growing their earnings over the long term, growing dividends. Dividends don't lie. And yeah, sure, you can go with the hot, exciting new whiz-bang technology, and maybe it'll work out for you. Maybe you'll buy the next NVIDIA, or maybe you'll buy the next GoPro. Cool? Now, all right. How many people have a 90-year time frame? Well, some of you younger folks, you're going to be living into your 120s, 130s, so you have a 90-year time frame. But what we're going to see next is a presentation that shows what this mutual fund have done over 30 years investing $100 a month, over 40 years investing $100 a month, and then, oh boy, $100 a month for 40 years and increasing by $10 every year. Two fewer trips to $5. Actually, we shouldn't call it $5 anymore. It's more like $8, right? Starbucks? I don't know. I don't drink this stuff. I like the smell of coffee. I hate the taste. Okay? All right, dear students, we're so proud of you. You are awesome. Think about what you're learning. This is very, very... Oops, going on. My screen's going wild. This is very important stuff, and you are going to be the investment guru for your friends, family, and coworkers. We are so proud of you.